Caffeinated alcoholic drinks have a devoted following among the thirsty college set. But recent research indicates the hypersweet drinks might not be safe. As a result, some manufacturers are yanking the products from their shelves. Laura Namias reports.
Sparks was one of the first caffeine plus alcohol combos to come on the market. A can has about 18 times as much caffeine as a Pepsi and almost twice as much alcohol as there is in a single beer. Devin McNannis, a 22-year-old Dartmouth student, says he and a friend recently discovered how dangerous that blend can be.
You know, we definitely overdid the Sparks 5 or 6 or something. We went to a bar, and I remember him being extremely belligerent. And then I, went to go get him some water or something, and when I came back, he was totally gone.
Devin says his friend ended up on a roof somewhere in Brooklyn. He tried to rappel down, and when that didn't work, he broke into a complete stranger's apartment.
None of this he remembers. He, wakes up handcuffed to a hospital bed. That's his going-to-jail story.
And it's these kinds of stories that began to attract the attention of law enforcement and health officials. 25 different state attorneys general began investigating the drink in 2007. They claim MillerCoors marketed it towards young people as an energy drink.
It's not an accident that the original Sparks can looks like a battery.
That's Wake Forest University Medical Center physician Michelle O'Brien.
And I would contend that any caffeine doesn't belong in an alcoholic beverage. I just think that's ridiculous.
O'Brien was the leading researcher on a 2008 study looking into the possible relationship between mixed alcohol and caffeine drinks and high-risk behavior in college-age students. She found that, compared to drinkers who don't mix alcohol and caffeine, those who mix are twice as likely to get injured, twice as likely to commit or be the victim of a sexual assault, and twice as likely to get into a car with a drunk driver. Opponents of Sparks and drinks like it used O'Brien's study as ammunition to say the product should be pulled from the shelves. Last fall, Anheuser-Busch pulled its similar drink Tilt. MillerCoors, the maker of Sparks, volunteered to stop manufacturing the product. They said that they would keep selling Sparks, just without the caffeine.
I guess pissed, because essentially Sparks without caffeine is a glorified wine cooler. It's a battery can.
Caroline Forsyth is 23 years old, and she says she uses Sparks like a diabetic uses insulin. When she and her friends found out about the impending ban, they decided to hoard the last of it. Forsyth bought hundreds and hundreds of cans, which she piled in an orange and silver ziggurat near the fridge she shares with her roommates. Then, on December 18, 2008, New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo sounded Sparks' death knell. He released a statement saying, "Today's agreement will ensure that from here on out, these drinks are kept off New York shelves and away from New York consumers." Guess what I'm drinking right now? It's a Sparks with caffeine in it. I didn't stockpile it. I bought it yesterday. Bodega owners across the city, like this one, are still receiving shipments of Sparks with caffeine.
Do you know how much longer you're going to sell the Sparks?
Oh, I've been selling it a long time.
You've been selling it a long time?
Still, we buy, because I buy for every week.
You buy from them every week?
MillerCoors is not under any legal obligation to pull the product until their back stock runs out. Theoretically, that should be within 6 months from the last date of production. But some distributors estimate that the last of it won't be guzzled until 2011. Sparks fans, like Caroline Forsyth, say trying to get rid of their favorite drink is like chopping down a weed. Another product will just come up in its place.
The local bodega, the moment Sparks stopped having caffeine, started to stock juice, which my friend was saying is actually just Sparks in a 9-ounce can. It's 9% alcohol by volume.
Devin McManus also found a Sparks replacement.
The latest one, I guess, is called Boro Loco, and it's 10% alcohol.
Just to get a handle on that, your average beer has 3 to 4% alcohol by volume. Here's Dr. O'Brien.
First of all, there's no guideline that says how much caffeine can go in an energy drink.
Really?
So the amount of caffeine that's in a Coca-Cola is regulated by the federal government. The amount of caffeine that is in an energy drink is not.
That's because an energy drink is classified by the FDA as a vitamin or dietary supplement instead of a food. The state attorney general has not commented publicly on the smaller companies that have moved in with their own version of Sparks drinks. Dr. O'Brien says voluntary recalls by MillerCoors and Anheuser-Busch don't go far enough. She and her colleagues at Wake Forest University Medical Center don't think the ban on Sparks will do much to curb the mixing behavior.
They had written to the head of the Alcohol Tax Tobacco Trade Bureau saying, "We think that these products need to come off the market and we think they're dangerous," and nothing happened. This is America. You get to drink what you want.
What people want is alcohol mixed with caffeine. The latest rage is hard liquor mixed with caffeine, now showing at a corner store or club near you. Lara Namias, Columbia Radio News.
Several movies released this year have addressed immigration. Crossing Over and Sin Nombre.